You're a Bruce Colburn fan?
Oh my God. You obviously didn't look through my collection because there's like two main artists that are really well represented in my collection. One is Van Morrison, and the other is Bruce Colburn.
I'm a huge Bruce Colburn fan.
Oh, you want to borrow any of my CDs? You're quite welcome to.
His Waiting for a Miracle is
Great.
probably my favorite. Yeah, the double CD one. I can I could recite every word from every song off that.
That's one of my, yeah, it's all like there's a bunch of albums that I know all the lyrics to, but my favorite Bruce Colburn album is actually Dancing in the Dragon's Jaws.
Okay.
Oh, do you know it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for
Oh
sure.
God, that's like that's oh well, that's to me that's his what his masterpiece is his pièce de résistance. Just going back to Jimmy Buffett though, what did you think of that song? Besides the fact that it's this is a nice song, like what do you what kind of what did you think of the message?
Well, yeah, what really stood out is just the contrast between, I suppose this video or slash song, the contrast of being between kind of what I've been exposed to over the last, I don't know, social media era that we've been living into for the last while, where everything's got to be flashy and bright and attention grabbing and extreme. Has to be somehow extreme to grab your attention somehow. Whereas this kind of stands out in the fact that it's again, he's just singing about this guy. Here was his life. He went traveling. He had problems. He was looking for answers, couldn't find the answers, and ended up getting married. Life went on, passed him by. He had a kid. The war happened, terrible thing. And now he gets drunk and still smiles back on his life, and he's a happy dude. I'm assuming that's what they meant by the bottle of what do they call
Green
the
Label, Green
Green
Label.
Label? Yeah. That,
Green
yeah.
Label, and he's learned to accept all the crap that's come his way,
Right,
right?
and just still, if he likes you, he'll give you. It's kind of, it's almost, he's almost a guy you've met. He's got a twinkle in his eye. He's been hard times, but he's, you can envision. I could probably envision this guy even if there wasn't a video to accompany it.
Oh, well, the thing is about that video, that wasn't actually the video that Jimmy Buffett made. It was just somebody that somebody in YouTube put together.
Oh, I see.
There at the time when Jimmy Buffett wrote this song, which is like what, mid-70s, late-70s, there were no such things as videos,
Yeah,
right?
no doubt, eh?
You go to bars, you go to clubs. If you're lucky, your favorite artist happens to be able to sell out a larger venue, and you go and you listen to the guy.